From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A Shelburne woman is asking lawmakers to enact new restrictions on freak shows in Vermont. Megan Downey says she was appalled to see the world's smallest woman exhibit at the Champlain Valley Fair last summer. She's seeking legislation that would prevent companies from exploiting people with disabilities.
It would not prohibit freedom of expression if there's some sort of a creative act that someone wants to do.
An organization called Little People of America has come out in support of the legislation, but not all disability rights advocates are on board with the proposal. Vermont's Department of Motor Vehicles is updating driver's licenses and non-driver identification cards with advanced security features. That means licenses and ID cards will no longer be printed during visits to a DMV office starting in July. The DMV says the newly designed card will be printed and mailed from a high-security facility. Vermonters getting a license or renewing one starting this summer will get a temporary paper license or ID valid for 30 days. Officials say a secondary form of identification may be required to board a plane or cash a check until the permanent license arrives in the mail. Current licenses and ID cards are valid until they expire. A tel company in Ludlow, Vermont has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the face of lawsuits that claim its product causes cancer. VTDigger.org reports Imerys Talc Vermont filed for bankruptcy last week. The company is a large supplier for Johnson & Johnson baby powder. It's named in almost 15,000 lawsuits which allege the talc used in the baby powder causes two kinds of cancers and that executives at the companies have known this for years. In a statement, the president of Imerys Talc Vermont maintains the product's safety. The next head of Vermont's National Guard will be chosen later this week by a joint session of the state legislature. The four candidates are promising to change the culture of the Guard to make it more accommodating to women and other members. They are also promising to recruit more members. Vermont is the only state in the country where the Adjutant General is chosen by the legislature. The Adjutant leads the Guard during state emergencies and ensures the troops are ready when called to active duty by the Pentagon. Gasoline prices have risen slightly in northern New England. Prices in Vermont went up 1.4 cents per gallon to $2.35. The national average has increased 6.8 cents per gallon in the last month. Eye on the sky forecast for today. Light snow will taper off from northwest to southeast. Highs today in the upper teens to low 20s north. In the 20s to near 30 degrees south. There is a winter weather advisory this afternoon from the Berkshires into the greater capital region of New York, and a wind chill advisory tonight into tomorrow morning for northern Coos County in New Hampshire. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.